We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Let's talk a little bit about the Five Stripes and what's ahead, and we welcome into the program Jillian Sekovitz from, of course, all the broadcasts that you watch on TV, Atlanta United broadcaster and host, and she joins us on the WaveForward.com hotline. Morning to you, Jillian.
Good morning. How are you guys?
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Staying out of the way, make sure you got enough toilet paper and all the other good stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yep, I've been stocked up for quite some time now because MLS kind of was one of the first things to go that kind of lit a bit of a fire to stock up on things. So I haven't run out of anything yet.
Good for you.
Hey, Jillian, we're going to talk about soccer, but you made news this week because you publicly came out and said that, you had tested positive for coronavirus. So have you been asymptomatic? Have you had any symptoms for this or no?
Yeah, I certainly had symptoms. For those of you that watched, I put out a video on my Twitter just kind of outlining what my experience was with COVID-19. And I think just one thing I want to get out there is the numbers are really scary for a lot of people because we see all of these people testing positive and we see these numbers of people of deaths and in hospitals, but they're not testing the people that obviously are asymptomatic or things like that. So I did have symptoms. I had my throat, my head hurt for a number of days, and then that kind of evolved into crazy aches in my legs, kind of like growing pains when you're a kid, and I was like, this is strange. So that kind of put up the red flag, and I connected the dots, and I accepted that I probably had coronavirus, but that my symptoms weren't anything crazy from what the news is telling us to go get tested. So I just went and kind of stayed inside, and I was self-isolating and just operating under the assumption that I probably had it, because when else do you have those three symptoms combined? But my symptoms were not flu-like. I never felt like I was running a fever, but I don't have a thermometer at home. And then it wasn't until kind of heavily into this thing that I then started to just have this shortness of breath sitting on the couch. And that's scary for anybody. So then I called an urgent care. They said, you need to come in. I went in, and that combined with when I did go in, I had a slight fever and a couple other factors that they told me to go get tested. With all the backlog, it was a number of days before I even found out that I was positive. So by the time I found out I was positive, and by the time I kind of put it out there, it had been some time that I was dealing with these various symptoms. And one day I'd feel great, and then the next day I wouldn't get out of bed all day. So for me, my symptoms totally came and went. It wasn't debilitating or flu-like, and I think that's what makes this so dangerous. You could have written it off as something else. And then lastly, the person I live with, my partner, the doctor told me 99.9% also has it, and that person has exhibited zero symptoms. So that's what makes this thing so dangerous. You can think you're fine, you can be the one out running errands for everyone, and you can be the one carrying and transmitting it.
So how quickly did, like, your symptoms escalate? Did it, like, one day, like, you just noticed it, and then it just kind of progressed quickly, or was it just, like, over time?
Yeah. Yeah, it was just, I would sum it up to now, if I think about it, it was feeling crummy for a number of weeks. There was high and low days. For me, my symptoms never escalated, kind of the way that they do when you have the flu. You know, when you have the flu, it hits you in like an hour. Mm-hmm. Like all of a sudden, you're in bed with chills and this and that. No, it was a couple of nights going to bed being like, I don't feel so good. Mornings, then maybe needing to take a nap. For me, it was never an escalation of symptoms.
Jillian Sekovitz, of course, is a reporter for Atlanta United dealing with having contracted COVID-19 in her life. How are you feeling now?
Now I feel really good. Like I said, I think I've been out of the woods for some time. And it was also hard to detect because, you know, I'm used to traveling 2-3 times a week for games and things like that. So I was still doing my podcast and still doing some different new hits for Major League Soccer from home. But you have no motivation. So it was hard to tell what was sick and what was just not having a reason to kind of get up and run to the airport in the morning. But the good news is now they look like they're pretty close to using people who have tested positive plasma and antibodies. So you can help treat those that are in the hospital and are really struggling with that. So if there's a silver lining in this whole thing, it's that now I'm able-bodied and I apparently, like they're saying, built an immunity to it and you can donate that, hopefully.
Pardon me, do you know how you contracted it? Any idea?
No, I have no idea how I contracted it. It could have been anything from the handle in the cart of the cart in the grocery store to a person sneezing in my face on the airplane. And that's, again, what makes this thing so dangerous. No one in my personal life has tested positive and that I know I got it from this person.
So, well, Jillian,
we're thankful that you're fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, definitely that. But moving forward now, Jillian, how has this changed you? I mean, are you going to, like, certain things I know you're going to do differently knowing how debilitating this virus is? Like, you know, I'm pretty sure you're washing your hands a lot more. But how do you think it's going to change you as a person and how you interact with people now?
Yeah, that's such a good question because last night I was kind of thinking about when I'll get to see everyone again. And I was thinking I can't wait to hug everybody and, you know, say hi to everyone. But then you kind of think to yourself, well, actually, like, if this thing's going to linger for months and months and months, yeah, I've built an immunity, but still, like, I don't know how it's going to affect everyone. I think that's going to be so interesting if when in May or sometime after that we are back at work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it's going to be really interesting the way it affects the entire country, but I know I'm going to value time a lot more with my loved ones. You know, I know it's definitely wearing on me. It's been exactly 21 days today since MLS was postponed. And since that time, I knew I had been on the road. I had just wrapped up a 10-day road trip. I had had a cold on that trip. So I knew my immune system was not great, and I knew I had touched a gazillion things. So I kind of had a suspicion that, all right, if anyone's going to get this thing, I feel like it might be me. Just based on the amount of airports and things I had been in. But yeah, you miss people. I miss people a lot. That's really the big thing right now because I've been in my apartment for now 3 weeks.
Atlanta United broadcaster Jillian Segovitz joining John and Hugh. Right, self-isolating.
So I know. So what shows have you watched? Number one, have you watched Tiger King? Have you watched the Tiger King? Number one. And number two, what other, like, shows have you gotten caught up on or have you started to rewatch? Because 3 weeks is a long time to be isolated.
Yeah. So at the beginning of that 3 weeks, I was only really going on runs, walking around in the park, like, far away from people because I wasn't sick at the time. I was just, MLS had been postponed, and I started to be like, all right, we need to take this thing seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But Tiger King, yes, 100%. I finished it. I felt like I was a little... like lied to when you hear about it and you see all the cats, you're like, oh, it's like a cat documentary. And then you realize, no, it's actually a documentary about a lot of horrible human beings that are all total psychopaths. And you go back and forth between, is it Joe that I hate or is it Carol? And I feel like the pendulum swings every 2 seconds. And it's just so wild. Did you guys finish it?
Yes, we did. Oh, yeah. But what about the other guy, the guy with all the women? He ain't getting no heat. He's getting no heat behind this.
You're right, and he actually might scare me the most because he's insane. The polygamist that's also running the another park. And then these pictures came out this week of him with Britney Spears when she came out with the epic snake on the stage thing. So, like, this guy's been around a lot of ladies.
Great.
Talking with Jillian Segovitz of Atlanta United. You mentioned your podcast, The Call Up. Where can fans find that? And I know you have a special broadcast coming up on the 2018 MLS Cup on Friday. Can you tell us a little bit about both of those?
Yeah, so that's the thing. I haven't been totally out of my daily and weekly routine because MLS was pretty good about instantly hitting the ground running and getting some projects going for us. So one thing that they're doing, which will make Atlanta United fans super happy, is they're every few nights they're running these classics, and they got this software that is going to allow some former players and broadcasters from home to, like, interact with fans and talk about a specific play. So you can think about, you know, like, a Michael Parkhurst awesome defensive play, and then all of a sudden Michael Parkhurst, per se, is on the broadcast, and he's talking to this fan about, oh, I remember that. I remember seeing this guy track back, blah, blah, blah. They had Benny Failhopper on the other night for El Clasico, LAFC, and the LA Galaxy. So I don't know. I seriously don't know who the Atlanta United person is for this one, but you can expect someone from Atlanta United, someone from the Portland Timbers, myself, and we will all kind of be talking about that MLS Cup. And that's going to be 4 p.m. Eastern time on MLS channels, so MLSsoccer.com, Facebook page, YouTube page. And that's going to be really cool. I promise you, I don't actually know who the Atlanta United person is. I'm not lying. And then the other thing you can keep tuning into every Tuesday is the call-up. That's on Major League Soccer's YouTube channel and iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts. It's myself and Susanna Collins. We both work for Major League Soccer. And we have a player every week. And we kind of just go through the fun stuff with them. We get to know them. Our latest guest was Will Trapp. And then this week, coming up, so next week, is an Atlanta United player also. So a lot of good Atlanta United stuff going on.
Jillian Segovitz joining us as we talk about Atlanta United. Well, as we get back to the season, I guess, now if they are going to play, look, Jillian, if they do eventually, you know, play a full season, I think we're starting to think that with this delay that we might actually see Joseph Martinez in the regular season now.
That I don't know, and that I can't promise. But if there's anyone who's going to kind of be a beast about rehab, it's Joseph. But that is definitely a question for someone like a Darren. So bug him about it when he comes on.
Well, you can at least say you hope so.
Well, absolutely. And you know what? Two cool things about that. When the Joseph Martinez news came down, I was on the road doing different stories for MLS between going from that Nashville game to that Cincinnati game. And I ran into so many players that asked me, well, how's Joseph? I reached out to him. I've never met him, but I DM'd him on Instagram. Or, Joseph called me, is what Kai Kamara, the striker for the Colorado Rapids, told me. And every single guy you talk to that is his competitor is really upset that he's gone, because these guys are competitors, and they want him in it. On our podcast 2 weeks ago, we had MLS Defender of the Year, Eichel Parra, and, you know, we said, who's your favorite striker to go up against? He's like, Joseph. You know, you want to make him not score. And if you can go through a game where you make Joseph Martinez not score, that's major. So, you know, the league is missing that he's gone. Of course, Atlanta United is too, but the league is missing that Joseph's gone. And then the second thing about all of this is Atlanta United has never started the season with 6 points in the first two games. So Joseph is a huge loss. It's, like I said, it's bad for everybody. But even without Joseph, this is a roster that most teams in Major League Soccer would kill for, even without Joseph. So Atlanta United fans should be feeling really positive about what is to come, especially the fact that now you've got a lot of guys that are able to get better over this, now what's looking like about a two-month layoff.
Well, we're certainly thrilled for you that you are fine and you have come through this, Jillian. It's an amazing story, and glad you're back and ready to whenever we get started to be part of the broadcast again.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to it. How are you guys?
We're good. We're isolated good. Right now. I got to go to the grocery store today, but you know, listening to your story, I might be a little bit. I might have to take a can of Lysol with me, Jillian, and just to be on the safe side.
Take a can of Lysol. You guys just be well and be safe, okay?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.